Merry Christmas to you. I'm going to say that over and over. We're going to say it a bunch of times because I think this year needs a jump start to Christmas. Because I don't know about you, but who doesn't quite feel like it's Christmas yet? And that's kind of where I am. All right, so what do? Love God and love others. What do we say? I love God and I love you. And then this week, I want to shout out Merry Christmas to one another. Ready? One, two, three. Merry Christmas. Try it again. Turn to a neighbor. Merry Christmas, neighbors. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Say it over and over because we're trying to... Oh, yeah, it is Christmas. I know it doesn't feel like it, but Merry Christmas to all of you. A few years ago, my friend Jerome came down. Jerome is Jerry's dad. I know it may be weird that I'm friends with Jerry's dad because I don't know, but we've been friends for almost 30 years. And a few years ago, he came down for Christmas time. And we were going to go all look at lights together. I know some of you were mentioning that you get to drive around and look at lights. Well, we're going to go to that spot in Brea. I don't know if you know about the spot in Brea, but it's the spot. It's the place for lights. It's like eight neighborhoods, like full of it. And like, there's not one house that's missing. And if there is, you walk by and you're like, boo, boo. Even though we don't put up any lights in our own house, but we boo them when we go by them. But no judgment. So anyway, I love Jerome so much, and I don't know if you've ever spent time with Jerome and his wife Jo and the Williams family and a couple other families I think were with us, but I love it. I love when he's down. I love being with him. He always makes my heart happy. I don't know. He's just such an encouraging person for me, and so I was so excited to be able to walk around Brea with him and look at the lights, and I was like beaming on the inside, and I was like so excited, and we got together, and we were waiting, and we start walking, and maybe about one street in, my daughter's like, I got to go to the bathroom. And I was like, oh, man. Because, like, we're walking around houses, and no one's going to let you use their bathrooms. And there's no bathrooms. So, you know, we asked, actually, a couple of houses, like, could we use your bathroom? And they're like, no. And so they're like, there's a park around the way. You can go over to there. And so around the way means, like, 10 miles away. But I don't know that. Well, it felt like 10 miles. It was probably only, like, half a mile or something. But so... my daughter has to go to the bathroom, so I'm taking her to go to the bathroom, but I'm like instantly like, oh, so mad. I'm with like these people I never get to see, and we were having so much fun, and there was like lights and joy, and now I have pee in a dark, scary park, and I'm walking through and I was like, I was really like frustrated inside, and I was really getting super peeved inside, like, and like my daughter, she's probably like 11 or 10, like, you know, poor girl. I'm trying not to look all salty on the outside, but I bet it came through. I didn't ask her, but don't answer, Kayla. If anyone asked, said you didn't notice. But I tried to play it off, but like all my joy and my cheer and my internal like Christmassiness, like it was ruined. Like because she has to go to the bathroom, and then I missed it it took like a half hour, and I missed all this kind of fun stuff, and I got a little bit of attitude on it. And I mean, we went back, and eventually, you know, came back good again. And I was reflecting on that this week, and I was thinking it was so interesting because, like, the cheer that I was having at the moment was based on the experience of being in the lights, the experience of being with a couple of friends like that, like this, that type of Christmas season cheer. But the cheer faded so quickly. And it's interesting, as I was thinking about this message today is titled Christmas Cheer, and I was thinking about it that if our Christmas cheer is based on like the lights or based on like the situation or the circumstances, then that cheer can fade really quickly. But what if Christmas cheer was meant for so much more than just like a moment, something much more lasting, based on something other than the circumstances of a season's experiences? Where the wonderful season experiences, and they're wonderful, rather than being the end in themselves, they can point to something even greater. So they are wonderful season experiences, and we should have them. But ultimately, those will fail if we're trusting in the experience, because they're not the end. The end has to be something bigger in which those experiences point towards. Well, thank God that they do. Thank God that all of Christmas points to something else. And today we're going to remind ourselves that this is the case as we look back at the birth of Jesus. Here's how it says it in Luke. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem in the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for a baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and she placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel says to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the house of in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, he's the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And then suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with angels. They start praising God and they're saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And when the angels had left them, gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "We got a great idea. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that happened, which the Lord told us about." And they hurry off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who's lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it, they were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and she was pondering them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for the things that they had heard and the things that they had seen, which were just as they had been told. See, the angels told a message of joy, not just for the moment, but for all of eternity. God came to seek and save the lost. This baby would save us all. So we celebrate his birth and we rejoice, for the King has come. So see, in the key to the narrative of the whole Christmas like thing in general is the information given by the angels to the shepherd. That's the whole key of Christmas. And so let's look back at that verse. It says, "I bring you good news," that was underlined, I think, in our passage. It says this, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." He is the Messiah. Messiah means Savior. He's the Savior of the world, and he's come to gather up people. Gather up anyone who is willing or who wants access into heaven. Anyone who is in need of forgiveness. Anyone who is interested in having eternal life with God. This baby whom we celebrate on this Christmas time, on this Christmas day, becomes everything mentioned and more. He is God in human flesh, the perfect expression of love. He's the end. See, he's the substantial. He's the permanent, not the fleeting season or an experience. The second thing we see is the response from the shepherds. They're filled with cheer and they worship God. It's really that simple. During Christmas, we refocus our minds on the reality of our Savior who came for us, who loves us, and our response is to worship him. See, our Christmas cheer is available now and always. It's available during Christmas and it's available during July because it's based on Jesus and the reality of him coming to this planet. Check out the experience of and the reaction of a couple of other people who met this baby Jesus for the first time. This is recorded in Matthew. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and they said, "Where's the one who's been born the King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and we come to worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and they presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And after having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So today, let's point our eyes and our hearts to the key, which is the Magi's experience. See, the star for them pointed to Jesus. And then they had a response of joy that followed it. Jesus brings Christmas cheer. Jesus is Christmas cheer. Christmas, of course, comes from the Old English, and we had seen it in a couple of these videos, the Old English for Christ's Mass. And Mass is a Catholic word for saying like a church worship service. So Christmas really is Christ's worship service. So if you just work the phrase Christmas cheer backwards, so I think we have that phrase Christmas cheer. If we just work backwards on that, where we're talking about cheerful worship, which is the Mass part, the cheer, and then Mass, which is worship, and then Christ, working it backwards. So cheerful worship of Christ. That's what we're talking about this morning. This message is just about having cheerful worship of Christ. That's what Christmas is, a joyful celebration of Christ our Savior. That worship, it doesn't even have to primarily happen at church. We have this Christmas service, but Christmas isn't just about worshiping at church. Yes, we celebrate here, but y'all could have been celebrating since October when Home Depot and Target put their decorations up for Christmas all the way back then. You could have begun your Christmas worship at that time. But this week in particular, I want each of us to focus on the cheerful worship of Christ in every situation outside of our church, so that all of the things of Christmas point to the substance or the reality of the end, which is Christ. So in the time with your family, don't forget to smile and enjoy Christ's gift of your family. When you open gifts, make sure to remember the gift that Jesus is for all of us. When you go out and see the lights, be filled with His light and allow it to shine in your heart and on your face. When you enjoy a meal together, when you listen to the Christmas songs on the radio, when you spend time on Zoom with a few of your friends, in all of it, remember Christ worship cheer, Christmas cheer. Every activity you celebrate this week is a worship to Christ, the Christ that we follow. Every note of cheer and smile of joy is in honor of Him. Worship doesn't just take place on church at Sundays. It's every day and in every action, or at least it can be, if our hearts are pointed towards Christ in those moments and we recognize Him. Another thing I want you to do this week is I want you to track how often you see a star. We talked about just last week, like noticing license plate and noticing grace around us, maybe 2 weeks ago. But I want you to start to notice how often you see a star, because in the passage we saw, the Magi were led to their cheerful worship of Christ by a star. And so just for fun, let's look around how often we see a star this Christmas week. Perhaps you have one on your tree. Well, when you see it, get home. Every time you notice that star, I want you to pause, and I want you to think of Jesus, and I want you to say, you know, change whatever your heart's position is and say, Jesus, I want to look at you. I want to have joy because of you. That star is pointing to you, Jesus, just like it did for the Magi. Kids, I want you to help your parents do this, because sometimes adults forget stuff, like the time they promised to buy you a puppy or when they said that you were going to get ice cream after something and then they just forgot and all of a sudden you don't have a puppy or ice cream. Or I don't know if your parents are like this, but they're like, hey, has anyone seen my phone? Hey, has anyone seen my glasses? Hey, has anyone seen the remote control? Hey, has anyone seen the... They don't seem to be able to know where anything is. They forget all the time. And so, kids, I want you to especially help your parents this week. Every time you see a star, wherever it is, whether you're in the store, whether you're driving, whether you're in your house, whether you're outside, whether you're with your friends, you're reading a book, whether you're watching something on TV, when you see a star, I want you to point at the star and be like, look, there's a star! And then I want you to say, that star points to Jesus. Okay, so we're going to try to do that, see how many times we can see a star. And so kids, don't let your parents forget this. And parents, let's try to do this so that we're reminded that all of the things of Christmas, the stars, the lights, the trees, the presents, the joy, all points to something greater. The reality of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who came as a baby. And we celebrate His birth during this Christmas time. And so let us enjoy all the wonderful parts of Christmas, and they are. I love the lights. I love the food. I love all of it. But we've got to allow it to point to something greater. So as your pastor, my sincerest prayer for you during this Christmas time is that you experience the unique joy that comes through Jesus the Christ. As you celebrate him during this season, I pray that your hearts will be filled with cheer. Unadulterated, unfiltered, undeniable cheer. Smile-inducing, light-hearted, breath-giving, hope-inducing cheer. So we're going to do a bit of singing and jumpstart that feeling today. I hope this Sunday is a launch pad for this week as you really enjoy Jesus in the middle of all that's going on. That our Christmas can be a Christ worship that's full of cheer. And that's my prayer for you, that you will experience not just today in this worship, but every day this week leading up to Christmas. You will experience the joy that comes in knowing Jesus. And every time you see something that's Christmassy, that it will point you right back to Jesus the Savior, the baby who came to give us all eternal life. And so would you just stand together, and we're going to join our praise band in this Christmas worship song as we close our service today.